ask yourself this question. Who's happier, the conservatives or the caffeinated?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for August 9th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
You did that really fast.
Did I?
Yeah, how come?
I don't know.
Are we in a hurry?
I didn't think I was. I didn't think I did it fast. I thought I did it normal.
Okay. We screwed up, and we're re-recording this podcast. I think, full disclosure, you guys need to know this. we were still trying to get a hang of doing this outside of the studio, and so...
And we did a lousy job.
We did. So now we're going to try and do a better job. Hopefully this will work better.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay, so let's dive right into the comments, shall we? It was a rerun week, by the way. In my contract, I get 4 weeks off a year. So you took 1 week off for the move, so we didn't have to deal with that. Just boxes and tape and lots of tape.
Lots of tape. Lots of packing stuff. And so, moving is not green.
No, and it sucks, by the way. Moving is not fun. I've not enjoyed this.
No. Like we said, next time I'm selling the house with all the contents in it.
Yes.
And buying all new stuff, leaving it behind.
Yeah, when we sell it fully furnished.
So. With knickknacks and all.
Tchotchkes.
Pictures of our children.
Yes. So what kind of comments did we get this week?
Well, you started with Carmen and Winslow going to have coffee and just not sure which Starbucks to choose from because that's all there was. So Baslam the beggar said, in 2007, I was at a meeting in Vancouver, BC, and walking around on Robeson, a main shopping street. I came to an intersection with another street and coffee shops on all four corners, three of them Starbucks.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm not sure. Is that still...
I don't think it's the same anymore.
There are coffee houses everywhere.
They're different... chains now, not just Starbucks.
And not even chains.
And some independent, right? But I remember around this time when you wrote this that there was a realtor in Chicago that on the page, besides telling you what schools they told you how far away this place was from the nearest Starbucks.
Well, that's good information to know. So, and then the series went on, talked about, and more full disclosure. As long as we're being totally honest with each other, let me be honest with you now. I drank energy drinks.
You did. And you started to have a little problem, but not quite as bad as slouches here. He said, a long time ago, I used to drink an energy drink whose name rhymes with Fred Dahl. I got into it because I was working second shift and liked the boost of energy it gave me. Anyway, one night 15 years ago, as I was leaving work, I had what was later determined to be a mild stroke. My neurologist told me it was brought on by a spike in my blood pressure, which in turn was more likely caused by my drinking a couple of those a day for several weeks. Good times.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that. We just heard some thunder there, or God is not happy with this podcast. I can't tell what it is. Getting back to the subject. Yeah, I drank. And listen, it's stupid. I did like... The boost when you have your full-time staff job and then you go home and you do another full-time job creating a comic strip, you kind of need a little help with the energy department. So I have to admit that that's what I did. But I also recognized that it was dangerous and stupid. And as I got older, at 2 in the morning, your heart's going, which is not the normal sound.
You cut back quite a bit.
I cut back. So I think I have one a month just for old time's sake.
And also you named the energy drink he was drinking Brondo.
Uh-huh.
And Veni Vidi Vici recognized it. Idiocracy. Who knew it was such a portent? But Martin Perry 1 said, I don't believe people are getting stupider. It's more a case of them not giving their brains anything to work with. To which NightGaunt 49 responded, it is more of filling their brains with junk. Of having no means of differentiation of fact from fallacy or fantasy. Even so, in the original story, The Marching Morons, it was a cadre of geniuses that kept it going. So that was something new. I had not heard of a science fiction story from 1951 called The Marching Morons.
No.
That was written by American writer Cyril M. Kornbluth, and it follows a character who was put in a suspended animation by a freak accident, and when he's revived, he's found that everybody's really stupid.
Isn't that the story, though?
That is pretty much the story of the movie, so I don't know if you read it or not. In this case, though, the guy was a real estate con artist, and he basically came up with a plan of sending all these stupid people to Venus, quote unquote. And in actuality, it was just to send them out, you know, into space where they would die out of sight of Earth.
Sorry, that's not funny. Well, yeah, Brando was obviously a bow to the movie Idiocracy, which yes. I think is absolutely hilarious. The movie.
Yes,
not necessarily Prickly City. So then it goes on to, we commented on what? Help me.
Oh, you did one where there was a study that said conservatives were happier.
Yeah.
And, of course, Winslow wanted to know if it was because they were stupider or not. But Silly Season said, nah, the study's only measured on the self-reported, quote-unquote, feelings of happiness. Currently, there isn't a way to actually measure feelings of happiness and compare those to another person. Nor do those studies show if the respondents actually behave in ways that demonstrate that they are happy.
Hmm.
For example, if conservatives really were happier, why all the gun sales? Fear of gays? Fear of immigrants? Fear of anything not them? Conversely, if the liberals were happy, would they be trying to change things?
Well, that's a great... I guess it just goes on to say... And it's actually a deep philosophical stream that runs through the strip and has for ever since its inception, which is just no one's happy. Human beings are fallible, faltering buffoons. I mean, that's really what we are, myself included. And we're just trying to find our way. And so are you happy? I'm happy. You know, I mean, am I the happiest? Am I happy because I'm a conservative? I don't think so. I'm not sure how those two play off each other. I'm not sure I believe those surveys. But what one thing those surveys do show, and if this is a tangible thing, and other surveys have shown, is that conservatives tend to be more content with their lives, and they also tend to give more to charity, interestingly. And I think that part of that may be because liberals feel, well, I'm giving it through the government. That's the...
No, I think you and I discussed this once before. I think it's because a lot of conservatives give to a church.
Oh, you think that skews the
yeah,
number?
Yeah, I think that skews the number.
Maybe, but giving to a church is good, too. We give to a church.
Yeah, we do, but that's not, you know, the same as, I guess, as charity. Charity,
because sometimes... It makes us better.
Because a lot of that goes to the running of the church.
Better.
As opposed to...
Better.
Well, Neatslob said, it's easier for conservatives to be happy. They only have to be doing well themselves. They don't have any empathy for anyone else.
See, that's not true. And this is a tangent I went off on the podcast you will never hear because the audio was so bad. So I'm going to repeat myself. And I've said this before. The reason I became a conservative, the reason I subscribed to this philosophy of less government and more individual rights is simply this, that I feel that's what raises all boats. It's not because I'm white and entitled, although I am. I'll be the first to admit it. The conservative or a libertarian view of how people can succeed or fail on their merits. There's some brilliant people in very poor parts of a city. There are some real morons in the rich part of the city. So what you hope for is a balancing act. You know, you talk about things like, oh, I don't know, I was talking about health insurance and the health business and how that's become skewed and how government has helped make that a skewed, horrible system. The same, and it's begging for reforms or abolition. It's almost like the trusts at the turn of the latter part of the 19th or early part of the 20th century. Government helped facilitate those trusts and ensconce them and protect them. That wasn't free markets. That's
right.
Not what free markets get you. What free markets can truly get you is people like my daughter-in-law, who you may have seen in the video for this podcast, who was on the original version of this, by the way. That's why she's in the video. But anyway, Peyton is talking about starting a business. And I want that to be as easy for her as possible. If a single mom on the south side of Chicago wants to start a small business, I want it to be easy for her. That's why I'm a conservative.
Okay.
So, okay, there we are.
But I think happiness now, though, I think I've read that people are really not happy now. And a lot of that has to do with social media.
You've mentioned this because they see people
because
who are
they
happier.
See, they think everyone else is happier than they are because people are posting just all this wonderful stuff about them.
What else are you going to post? Here I am.
I know.
You know, here I'm looking like crap.
It's basically a constant version of Christmas newsletters. It is. That's what social media is. So it's that or yelling at each other about politics.
That's absolutely brilliant. That's, oh my gosh, I am so just going to steal that for the strip because that's absolutely what this is. That's hilarious. I'm going to leave on that. You always leave on a high note. I'm going to leave on that. Janine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Brian Altheimer, our wonderful producer, tolerant, caring, loving.
The best.
The best. He actually listened. Here's what I take away from this. He actually listened to the podcast before he posted it. So God bless him for that, because I don't know a lot of producers who wouldn't do that. So Brian, our wonderful producer, thank you so much. Thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for posting our podcast. Thank you, of course, to you for listening. If you want to keep track of the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. You can sign up for free stuff. You get a free newsletter every morning. You get your favorite comic strips, Prickly City, of course, being among them, no doubt. And so, like I said, it's free. I would sign up if I were you. If you want, and you could leave a comment, and we just might use it here on our podcast. If you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. I'm also going to take this opportunity to mention one more thing, a project I'm involved in, my editorial cartoons. I'm still drawing cartoons for the Chicago Tribune, but now I'm also drawing for Counterpoint. And the URL for that is yourcounterpoint.com. That's yourcounterpoint.com. And that's a free subscription, too, and some of the very best editorial cartoonists in the country. And we take on each other, we take on the issues, and it's a lot of fun. And you may want to check out that as well. So I think that about covers it all. Thank you again for listening. I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.